Hello, everyone. Start of a new week. Let me go over your Massive Action Line. So, your Massive Action Line is your newsletter that you get every single week. Make sure that you are checking your inbox. It will be there for you. The Massive Action Line tells you how to succeed with weight loss every week. Anything that's important, we're going to put it in there. So, we're going to give you usually anywhere from 1 to 3 steps of things that you can do this week to try out for weight loss, to experiment with, to watch yourself go through, and make note what's working and what's not. And if it's not working, what are my solutions? What do I need to ask in the tribe? Where do I need to go to ask coaches to figure this out? Do I need to hop on one of them coaching calls? Or maybe I need to research and look at a video replay. Who knows? Here's the deal though. You need to be getting them, you need to be opening them, and you need to be reading them. They also will tell you opportunities for, if you want to come to a live session, you can. But guys, I just want to say it one more time. I say it 1,000 times. Quit getting hosed up on whether or not you come to something live. The majority of everything we do here is not live. It's pre-recorded for a reason. Because everybody has a life, and I'm going to be Miss Worldwide. I'm not about to just be like, you know what? I only want to help the state of Tennessee because they're in my time zone. That's bullshit. There are people who live in Australia who need weight help just as bad as somebody in Tennessee. And I'm going to be there for them. The beauty of the internet is that you do not need to show up live. You listen, you think about how it applies to you, and then you apply. That's step one. Like, always be in the midst of, when it comes on, I'm just applying. Doesn't matter if it's recorded or not. If you want live interaction, you either find one that works for you. I schedule things on my weekends, in my evenings, and in my mornings, and on my lunch breaks to make sure that I am hitting a variety. The only time I don't do lives is 3 a.m. I got to draw a line somewhere, y'all. Can't do it at 3 a.m. I do wake up at 4:30 in the morning, but I guarantee you not many people will show up with me at 4:30 a.m. Maybe a couple of you, but not the majority of you. But here's the other thing. If you want live interaction, you have a Facebook group to ask questions in. You have Ask Coaches, where me and the coaches are 24/7. So if you need something specific asked and you need somebody to help you, don't wait on a live call. 90% of our tribe never has even watched a call. The average person is in our tribe for 18 months. And of those people, 90% of them do not watch things live. Just like this video, if you're just like, I'm so glad you said this, I'm getting so much out of this. Good. You know why? I recorded this from my treadmill one day. It wasn't live. Guess what? You just got the knowledge bomb dropped right on your head. So I want everybody to understand that, because I think that a lot of us tell a story to ourselves that if I'm not there live, I'm missing out. The only way that you can miss out on something is if you don't push play and drop into deciding, this is when I learn. And what's hilarious to me, and that I think all of you could think about, a lot of you only had ever listened to my podcast before joining the tribe, and your thought was, I'm getting so much out of this. Y'all didn't come to no podcast live. We don't do it live. So if you want, you can take all the material that comes through PNP. You can have the exact same thought. I'm getting so much out of this. I will tell you, if you want to lose weight, you have to guard your brain against all the times that you tell yourself something's hard. If you're saying it's hard, I want you to remember, I am choosing to make this hard in this moment. Why am I choosing to make it hard? Or if you don't want to know why you're making it hard, it's like, maybe I'm scared I'm not going to be able to do it. Maybe I think that if, like, there's some kind of magic outside of me, when there's not. Or you can ask the better question, which is, if I think it's hard right now, how can I just make this easy? That's always the best way. I love always asking myself in the moments when I think something is so hard and so difficult, I'm like, how can I make this easier on myself right now? What am I not thinking of right now? Because I'm so focused on it being hard, so focused on it not being right. I'm so focused on there's some way that's better, and I can't have that. When I start thinking, like, what's the best way for me? When I turn that on myself and I take ownership that I'm supposed to be getting it, that I'm supposed to be figuring it out, that if I want my goal, if I want to succeed, if I want to feel better, the shit's on me and it ain't nobody else's responsibility. In that moment, you take all your power. You take every bit of your control. So this week, here's what we're doing to make weight loss easy for ourselves, other than like getting a preach about videos. Number one, make sure you're going through your no BS at your own pace. I do not want you, if you are somebody sitting there thinking you are behind, I'll just be the first one to tell you, you are wrong. There is no behind. There's no ahead. There's nobody ahead either. There's nobody who's like, girl, I'm feeling so good. I'm ahead of the pack, because there's no timeline. This is called a standalone self-study course, period, which means there is no timeline associated to it. So anyone who's sitting around indulging and thinking they're ahead of other people or indulging and thinking they're behind, you're just wrong. You're just where you're at. That's it, period. It's so boring, right? So make sure you're listening to your no BS. Do not be skipping it. For those of you who are short on time, push play, listen to as much of a video as you can, push stop, come back the next day or 3 days later, push play where you left off. If it doesn't stop where you're at, guess what? Write it down on a sticky note, shove it in your purse, and then the next time you listen, skip to that point. I belong to probably 13 different online courses right now, none of which ever pick back up where I leave off. I always just note where I left off the last time and I just go back and push play. So that's the easy tip from Corinne on how she does her shit. Step two, we are going to stop in the middle of our food this week. We are going to count to 30 in our head. You do not need to do it out loud. And your family be like, are you doing lines of cocaine or something behind our back and we don't know it? No. All we're going to do is we're going to look at our plate when we set it down on the table or when we sit down on the couch, wherever you like to eat. You're going to find a spot like, all right, when I get to this point in the food, I'm going to stop. And you're just going to do a silent, either do a 30-second countdown in your head or breathe 20 to 30 times. That's it. You're going to allow yourself to let the conscious brain make some decisions. You can keep eating if you want. You can stop if you want. You can do whatever you want after. But all I want you to do is get used to pausing in the middle so that your brain has time to go from telling you, this is so good, let's keep eating, this is amazing, we should just finish our plate. It's like all of that chatter, if you do a purposeful interrupt, the chatter has to change because it's not the same stuff. So it'll keep running to a certain point. Then when it's time to start eating, your brain has to find new things to say. I don't know what it's going to tell you, and you don't either until you try it. It may say, that was bullshit, let's keep eating. Or it may say, have we had enough? It's for you to just listen to see what your brain says and then decide, you want to keep eating or not. There's going to be no right or wrong on this one. There's not going to be people who are going to stop it and count for 30 seconds. And there's not like the group that's right are the ones that quit eating and the group that's wrong are the ones that keep going. The only thing I want to know is, are you willing to do it and see what happens? Could be a game changer for you. It could be nothing. This is just one thing to try. The last thing that we're going to do this week is I want everybody practicing leaving 1 to 3 bites behind. It's either 2 to 3 bites or 1 to 3, whatever it is for you. I just want you to just pick, say like, okay, I'm now this week, I'm going to leave just a little behind. Here's why we're doing it. This week is about practicing changing up how you normally do things. It's about introducing just a little bit of discomfort, but not making it be like an, oh my God, I'm going to shit my pants, this is so hard moment. Like, we're not taking food away and we're not, you know, saying cut this food group out or, you know, eat half your food, or we're not doing any of that. What we're doing this week is doing a few little things that allow you to practice eating in a new way without it being completely overwhelming. So if 3 bites seems like that's way too much, guess what? try leaving a bite behind all week long, just one little bite. For a lot of us, for me, when I first started doing this stuff, leaving one bite behind was just as dramatic as if you had told me to leave half a plate. I had to really get used to it. It was not easy for me. So just pick one, two, or three. Does not matter. Three is not better than one. It just is a number. Same thing with stopping. Continuing to eat or stopping is not good or bad. It's just a decision. That's it. All I want you really learning this week is just how to try on new behaviors, listen, evaluate, and see what happens. That's one of the keys to weight loss. We're dropping a lot of judgment. We're dropping a lot of bullshit so that we can get more into the just trying things. All right, guys. Good luck.